Well, that was disappointing, Yael. You'd think going whale watching would actually mean seeing some whales.
Sometimes you see them, sometimes you don't, Don. Don't worry, whales make this migration every year, so we can always come back next winter.
Remind me again, where are they migrating from?
From around the Arctic. Most species of whales spend summers feeding in cold northern waters, then migrate down toward the equator in the winter to breed.
I wonder how long they've been doing that.
You know, scientists are wondering the same thing. There are some theories about when in their evolutionary history whales started migrating yearly, but not that much evidence. They did figure out a great way to unravel part of the mystery recently, though, studying whale barnacles.
Aren't barnacles those growths on rocks?
Barnacles are crustaceans that attach themselves to a surface where they spend their whole lives, and most do attach themselves to inanimate objects. But there's a type, the whale barnacle, that attaches itself to a whale's skin. As the barnacles grow, they take up oxygen isotopes from the water, which become part of their shells. Because different oceans have different oxygen isotopes, scientists can study fossil barnacles to see where they traveled and use that information to help reconstruct past whale migrations. So far, they've found that ancient humpback and gray whales took journeys that were really similar to the ones the species take today, and that they've been making the same migrations for at least hundreds of thousands of years.
It must be a trip worth taking.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.